Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another Bullet Points episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I hope that you are very well. I am your host, Emma Gunn-Wardner, and in this Bullet Points episode, I take the opportunity to chat to you about something that has been coming on email from you, my most excellent listeners. And there's been a lot of chat because this show is being published just before Christmas. There's been a lot of chat and questions and DMs about things to buy for Christmas, or what should I be asking for Christmas, and what do you want, what will you be buying friends and family, etc. And so in this Bullet Points episode, I want to talk about the ways in which you can give back, because I feel very lucky, and I am acutely aware that there are so many people out there who, especially in light of COVID and the effects of the pandemic on people's ability to work, etc., that it has been incredibly tough. And so whenever anyone says anything about what they want, I honestly just think about giving to the people who really need it. And I did this last year, and I'm going to do it again here now. And in the UK alone, over 1 million people volunteer each Christmas. And I think in 2020, that number was on the rise. And I think it's going to increase again in 2021. And I'm sure this is reflected around the world. So if you are volunteering, fantastic, brilliant, how wonderful. But there are also things that you can do in terms of donating. So via the website or via a website online, but there are ways to give back. And so I wanted to outline a few of them. Now, these are pretty UK centric, because these are the resources available to me personally. But if you are listening to this and you are not based in the UK and you've got a fantastic charity or organisation that you would like to support, then I encourage you to go to the Facebook page. The link to join the Facebook group is in the show notes, and you just have to answer a question and agree to the forum rules. But if you, I will start a thread, but if you go in there and put a link to a charity, cause, GoFundMe, whatever it might be, that is deserving of your fellow most excellent listeners to know about, then please do go there, because there are thousands of people from the show who are in that Facebook group every day. So the first thing is, if you are in the UK, you can go to do-it.org, put in your postcode, and find all of the volunteering opportunities near you. And so then it really is just a case of putting in your preferred radius based on how far you can travel and seeing what is available to you. And I think that's a really good way of just figuring out, I know I said doing things online, but figuring out if there is anything that you can do in person in your neighborhood or in your general vicinity that might be of use. The second thing is 1 million minutes. This is a lovely initiative by ITV's morning show, Good Morning Britain. All you have to do is go to itv.com and search 1 million minutes. And essentially, it's pledging your time to help loneliness. So you can pledge a chunk of time, you can pledge a chunk of minutes, you can pledge however many minutes you want. And all of the places where you can donate that time, where you can give that time, will support people who are experiencing loneliness or have the potential, those vulnerable groups of people that we know experience loneliness. And so it's a brilliant pledge. I think they've got tens and hundreds of millions of minutes so far donated, but please go, don't be shy about going to that website. I hope it goes without saying, all of the links to everything will be in the show notes. Again, if you're in the UK and you visit trusselltrust.org, that's trusselltrust.org. The Trussell Trust provides emergency food and support to people who are trapped in poverty. And you can go to their website and you can search their volunteer options and see which food banks may need volunteers, where your skills can be put to good use. For example, I think last year, if memory serves, they were looking for a social media manager. So you can go there and do some heavy lifting, or you can go there and you can sort of help them with the business side of things and help them get the word out there. And you can also make a donation or a contribution. And again, I will put the link in the show notes. This one's difficult because the conversation I have with a lot of my friends, and majority of us live in London, the thing that I have noticed has increased, and it was beginning to happen pre-COVID, but it is something that every time I go back into London, and because I don't go into London with the same kind of frequency I used to, every single time it hits me as if it's new information, is the amount of people who are sleeping rough, the amount of people who are making their homes in doorways, and it's heartbreaking, especially at this time of year. It has been freezing. It's never appropriate for people to be sleeping on the streets. There should be resources for them. But I've definitely noticed in the last few years that the number of people who are sleeping rough, who clearly are homeless and don't have anywhere to go, has increased. And Centrepoint is an excellent organisation that basically puts people in warm beds and puts them somewhere safe. And particularly, there's a lot of young people who they support because they find themselves with no choice but to spend the nights on the street. And they have very, very comprehensive packages available for people who want to make donations, whether it's to just give someone a room for the night. You can even give someone a room for a year. I think it's £144 could pay for a room for a young person for 1 year. 1 year. And there's been so much devastation in terms of people have lost their jobs, and there have been so many limited resources, so many different effects of the last couple of years and COVID and all of the things that have happened, that Centrepoint and charities like it and organisations like it are really stretched. So if you are able to, and I will put the link to Centrepoint in the show notes, but like I said, £144 could pay for a room for someone for a year, a whole year, a room where they'll be safe. The other thing you can do is become a call companion. So apparently in the UK, it's estimated that around 1.5 million older people will be struggling with loneliness. And there's a charity called Reengage, and they are dedicated to making sure that no one over the age of 75 spends Christmas alone. And this call companion service is designed to pair people up to essentially provide the lifeline of connection and friendship via a phone call. And so it's a lovely service. I know friends of mine have done it, and they talk so fondly of the people that they've come to know through this. And if you want to find out any more, then visit reengage.org.uk. Another thing that you can do, which is excellent, is buy an emergency parcel or buy a parcel that will help women and children escaping domestic violence have an easier Christmas. So Refuge provides women and children who are running away or escaping or fleeing from those hideous situations of domestic violence. They offer them a safe place to stay. And there are so many different parcels and options that you can buy, starting from things like £15. I think it's £25 to buy them a Christmas lunch parcel, £15 for like basic hygienes. And there's another one that's to help babies sleep, you know, the kind of things that babies would need to sleep. So there are all of these different parcels that you can buy. And these people are in hideous situations. And Refuge are doing their best. So if you want to help them out, visit refuge.org.uk. Crisis at Christmas has been around since the late 60s. I think that's about right. Yeah, late 60s. And they have always had the mission to provide homeless people with hot meals, a safe place to sleep, and the company and support and advice of
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
People, kind people. And they will be doing things differently. They did things differently in 2020 because of COVID, and they will be doing it again differently. But there are local crisis centres, as well as the broader crisis organisation nationwide initiatives. So if you go to crisis.org.uk, you will be able to either volunteer your time, or you will be able to donate in a way that will be useful and will be able to provide people who don't have anywhere to live, don't have a hot meal guaranteed for Christmas or any day of the week, regardless of whether it's Christmas Day, you'll be able to help them. And then finally, I wouldn't be representing giving back appropriately if I didn't mention the beauty banks, the hygiene poverty organization charity started by my friends Sally Hughes and Joe Jones. So hygiene poverty is a very real problem. And Beauty Banks distributes unused toiletries to registered charitable organisations throughout Britain, who then in turn distribute them to their clients who desperately need them. And as I said, Sally and Joe started Beauty Banks in 2018, and it is sustained by people power. So that's individuals, brands and businesses who use and offer their time and resources to support those in the community who simply cannot afford to be clean. And as somebody who's worked in the beauty industry for a long time, I've been a beauty editor on magazines, to know that there are people who simply can't afford to be clean, all while there are lovely initiatives to push the latest designer fragrance. It's why I'm so happy to support Beauty Banks and always give them as many donations as I can throughout the year. And if you feel you want to do the same, then you can donate in many, many ways. Go to beautybanks.org.uk. And Christmas is obviously a lovely time of year, but it has been a challenging 2 years. And it just always feels appropriate when we are talking about, and I'm putting on social media, hey, this is really good value, or I share anything from Black Friday that had a good discount. It feels a bit mucky not to cleanse the palate by talking about this, because as much as it's nice to be able to have nice things, it's always, I can't help but think about the people who perhaps don't have any of those things and the ways in which I am fortunate, and maybe you, my most excellent listeners, are fortunate to be able to support them and just offer them something that may make a huge difference. So all of the links will be in the show notes. Like I said, the Facebook group, I will put a link in there. And if you know of any other organisations, obviously the list could be endless, so I wanted to keep it pretty succinct. But if you have any organisations that you would like fellow listeners of this podcast to know about, then put them in the Facebook group and I'll share away. And I'll also put them, if you DM me on Instagram where I'm at Emma Guns, and we'll share the link and do a swipe up or a tap the link thing so people can make their donations too. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.